Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, is a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, Yes, It Did Happen.
Just like there are turning points in the history and ongoing life of any nation, there are bound to be moments like that in the life of every disciple of Jesus, and indeed of every local church, be a parish or a diocese, or even a married couple and the younger disciples in the household, or a community of religious sisters or brothers. If you have known and called to mind a particularly significant turning point in your own life, believe me, you are blessed. True, it mightn't initially have seemed positive, or perhaps anything special, but you are likely now to be in the habit of giving thanks to God regularly for what took place that somehow turned things around. How do I know this? You guessed it. I have known a specific moment too, and I won't forget it or stop giving thanks that I received the awareness to deal with what was taking place. Now you may be wondering, what are you talking about? You may wish to point out to me, I've not had any truly memorable or special moments that I could call a turning point. Life for me is one day after the other. I mean, just one ordinary day after goodness knows how many ordinary days. Hey, I'm with you on that too. Life is not all highlights. And there is a time to be satisfied that things stay pretty well as they are. Let me tell you, in the spectacular landscape that is Connemara in the west of Ireland, there is at one point a relatively recent monument made of local Connemara marble. It seems to me nothing more than a proclamation of the beauty of the colour and the sheen of marble. There's no name, for instance, of the marble cutter advertised to catch your attention and your money. It's not there to remind people to remember any specific turning point in the nation's history. It's not as if some pioneer in early aviation either took off, far too mountainous for that, or crash landed here. No, not indeed a monument to anyone who came from this area and made a name for himself or herself in the world of either business or theatre or as a writer. No, but wait, there is a plaque nailed to the marble construction and it says, on this site in 1897, nothing happened. I smiled for sure, stood there, smiling at it all, and took a photograph, and shortly enjoyed an ice cream and drove further west. I was alone. I kept the car radio switched off so I could be alone with my thoughts. And the thoughts included these. Wait, there are things that no monument around here has chosen to commemorate. On that site, and in the village nearby, on different days in 1897, and before and since, people woke, had breakfast, looked after their sheep farming duties, prepared children for school, and perhaps knelt in the kitchen later that evening after supper and said the rosary. And in a local alehouse, friends nearly fell out as a result of a disagreement about who should pay for the drinks. And the relatively small local population comprised some dozens of people whose lives were changed forever in and by means of the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary. Yes, some folk were more aware of this than others, but it happened. And aware of it each morning or not, They were blessed, those people. Today's first reading of Mass comes from the first book of the Kings, and it's pretty violent stuff. Violence is fed by greed and injustice. And the text of the first reading has this sentence: take him out, stone him to death. And you even permit yourself to wonder, as Naboth is being done to death, did he perhaps manage even the final few words, not wanting them, of course, to be final? I can't breathe. And when the injustice was complete, they told Jezebel, who was behind the trumped-up charges against Naboth, Naboth's been stoned, he's dead. And Jezebel's husband Ahab took possession of the murdered man's vineyard. Ancient history? Sure. But it sounds all too modern, my friends. Still as likely to feature in tomorrow's newspaper as in the ancient Hebrew scriptures. The other biblical reading for today among Catholic worshippers is in Matthew's Gospel, and here Jesus condemns any form of retaliation. Turn the other cheek, to put it in as few words as possible. The Hebrew prophet who spoke thus, whose name is Jesus, is the one we worship as Savior. But how seriously do we take his words? How do we treat each other? What prejudices guide us or mislead our decisions in relation to other people? What do we teach our children in words or by the way we act about other people, other tribes, people whose skin is a different color to ours, people who do not yet recognize Jesus as Savior of humanity, or perhaps never will? There needs to be a turning point in Irish society, as well in so many lands, not least in the supposed land of the free and the brave. Forgiven and encouraged by Jesus, the life of you now listening has been transformed. But that transformation must take flesh in how you behave and speak and write each day. Even on a day on which nothing else happens,